Jesus. Lord Sri Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, the reservoir of all rasas or relationships, which are called neutrality or passive adoration, servitorship, friendship, parenthood, conjugal love, comedy, compassion, fear, chivalry, ghastliness, wonder, and devastation. He is the supreme attractive form, and by his universal and transcendental attractive features, he has captivated all the gopis, headed by Taraka, Palika, Shama, Lalita, and ultimately, Srimati Radharani. Let his lordship's grace be on us.
Krishna is the reservoir of all rasas. Rasa is a very peculiar word. Rasa, it may be translated into English as taste, as mellow, or as humor. So, our relationship with Krishna, there is some taste. Without taste, we cannot continue our relationship with anyone. There must be some taste. So, these rasas or taste are 12 kinds. Primary rasa is the relationship between inert things and ours. Just like I am sitting on this chair. So, the comfort I am feeling, that is the rasa, taste. We want very nice cushion, sitting position. So that tasting, that I am now comfortably seated, this is called Santarasa. Among the Santarasa, there is Dasarasa. Dasarasa, just like my students, my disciples, they want to serve me, and I want to take service from them. This is also an exchange of rasa, a taste. Santa Dasa. Similarly, next advanced stage is Sukha Rasa. Sukha means friendship. Just like one is serving somebody, but if that service is very intimate, then there is the rasa of friendship, Sukha Rasa. And when that is advanced, what is this sound? When that is advanced, it becomes Vatsalya Rasa. Vatsalya Rasa means the taste of relationship between parents and the children. These are advanced. Santa Rasa, Dasa Rasa, Sukha Rasa, and then Vatsalya Rasa. Parenthood, filial love. And above this, there is Madhurya Rasa. Madhurya Rasa means the taste between husband and wife, lover and the beloved. That is called Madhurya Rasa. Similarly, these are the primary rasas. The draft is coming this side also. It is open.
Closing because the noise from outside is
coming.
It's closing the doors because the wind is blowing through.
No, wind is coming from this side. No, from this side.
Oh. Yeah, half closed.
Yes, yes, just one. You close it, yes.
So our relationship with Krishna or God, there are different rasas. These are the primary rasas. And there are secondary, indirect rasas. just like Kansa. Kansa wants to kill Krishna. That is also another rasa. So what are the rasas, indirect rasas? Just read.
What you call neutrality, servitorship, or indirect. Comedy, compassion, fear, chivalry.
What is that?
Comedy.
Comedy. Hasya rasa. Creating a situation that everyone will love. That is also rasa. Hasya rasa. Then?
Compassion.
Compassion. And suppose you find some poor man lying on the street, you feel compassionate. That is also another rasa. Compassion rasa. Then?
Fear.
Fear. Suppose if you find a tiger or something ghostly, you become afraid. That is also rasa. Then?
Chivalry.
Suppose you are fighting with an enemy, you are defeating him, you are killing him, that is also another rasa. Then?
Ghastliness.
Ghastliness. That means, after killing somebody, there's a butcher. The butcher is enjoying by killing. Ghastly, that's like the hunter was killing every animal. He was also enjoying some rasa. Then?
Wonder.
You see something which is very wonderful, astonishing. That is also rasa. In this way, according to Shastra, there are 12 rasas, 5 primary and 7 secondary. But all these rasas are there in Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is called Akhila Rasamrita Sindhu. Akhila Rasam. You can enjoy, you can have contact with Krishna with any of these rasas. Therefore, he is called Akhila. We have written a small book, Krishna, the reservoir of all pleasure. Ghastly or wondrous rasas or civilless rasas, although they are not exactly like the 5 primary rasas, conjugal love, paternal affection, friendly love, just like Bhishma. Bhishma Dev was enjoying the civilly rasas. When he decided that this day I must kill Arjuna, either Krishna will have to break his promise. Krishna promised that he would not take any weapon in the battle, he should remain neutral, because both sides, they were relatives. So it is not good to take part partially in one party and neglect other. Of course, it was divided. Krishna divided himself, his soldiers one side and Krishna one side. He said, Duryodhana and Arjuna, that I shall remain neutral, but I am dividing my strength in this way. One side I am and one side my soldiers. So Duryodhana thought, that what shall I do with Krishna? Better take his soldiers. So he took the soldiers. In the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And Arjuna said that I want you. Just like the same thing happened in general politics also. When Gandhi started the movement, non-cooperation movement, so he selected some very big men of India, big lawyers, like Shiar Das, Motilal Nehru. So Shiar Das at that time, about 50 years ago, he was earning about 50,000 rupees per month by his legal practice. He said that, Gandhiji, you take all my money, but let me practice. Don't ask me to boycott the British court, but that was on the one of the programs. So Gandhiji said, no, I don't want your money, I want you. And actually that was very effective. So similarly, Arjuna also decided that I don't want your soldiers, I want you. So these are different rasas. So the fact is, the idea is that you can make your relationship with Krishna with any kinds of rasa. Because beyond these 12 rasas, there is no other rasa. These 12 rasas is complete. Five primary and seven secondary, direct and indirect. Therefore, our Goswami's instruction is that you establish your relationship with Krishna. Jena trina prakarena mana krishne nivesaya. Somehow or other, you establish, you fix up your mind in Krishna. Basically, Kamsa, he fixed up his mind on Krishna. How to kill him? He was always thinking. He was also Krishna conscious. But he was thinking, as soon as Krishna will take birth, I shall immediately kill him. And he was anxious whether he is born. So when his sister Devaki was pregnant, he was thinking of the pregnant Krishna within the womb. When he'll take birth. That was also Krishna consciousness. But that kind of Krishna consciousness is not bhakti. The indirect Krishna consciousness, that is not bhakti. That is attachment for Krishna. That will also give benefit, just like Kamsa and other enemies of Krishna who were killed by Krishna, they got immediately salvation. Immediately got salvation. So, the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Rupa Goswami teaches that even if you be attached to Krishna in adverse condition, in opposite condition, that is also good. Because Krishna is there. The example can be given in a different way, just like sandalwood. Sandalwood, you rub it in any way, standing or horizontal in this way, the pulp will come out and it will give you comfort, it will give you relief. Similarly, you make your contact with Krishna anukullena, especially it is recommended anukullena Krishna anusilana. Favorably, that is surrender. Anukullasya sankalpa pratikullam vivarjana. Surrender means to accept Krishna favorably in five rasas. You serve him in Santa rasa, you serve him in Dasa rasa, in Sakha rasa, just like Arjuna. Arjuna served Krishna in Sakha rasa as friend. Satkham Mahatmani Vedanam. There are nine different processes of devotional service. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasyam Sakhyam Mahatmani Vedanam. There are nine different processes. So you can adopt either all the nine processes as Ambarish Maharaj accepted. All the nine processes. Savai manak prasna padaravinda vachaṃsi vaikuntha gunānu vannane. So, we can do that. Or eight, or seven, or six, or five, or four, at least one. Somehow or other, become connected with Krishna. Just like Sri Vishnu Savane Parikhit. Parikhit Maharaj, he simply listened about Krishna, that's all. At the last stage of his life, he was given 7 days life, that after 7 days, you'll die. So he took the full opportunity of 7 days and he simply listened to Parikshit Maharaj, that's all. To Sukhdev Goswami. Sri Vishnu Savane Parikshit Abhavad Vaiyasaki Kirtane. And Sukhdev Goswami, he simply narrated about Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna Katha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is Jare Dakhe, Dare Dakho Tare Koho Krishna Upadesh. This is the mission. Amar Agnay Guru Haiya Taro Ei Desh. Jare Dakho Tare Koho Krishna Upadesh. So, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so kind that he wants to send gurus all over the world. Prithivite ache joto nagoradi gram sarvatra prachar hoive mor na. That is his mission. He wants that all over the world, as many villages and towns are there, everywhere this my mission must be spread. And we do it. That is also, he gave instruction. Bharat bhumite manushya janma haila ja. Janma sarthak kari karo paropakar. This is India's mission. India's mission is that janma sarthak kari. Just make your life successful and spread the knowledge all over the world. This is India's mission. India's mission is not to imitate technology and work like ass day and night. This is just India's business. Indians are not meant for this purpose. Those who have taken birth in Bharatvarsha, they are not ordinary human beings. Naturally, they are Krishna conscious. Unnaturally, they are being forced to be otherwise. Therefore, it is misadjustment. It is not taking place. If he, even in this age, in this city, big city, as soon as there is some religious meeting, thousands and lakhs of people gather. Why? They are meant for this purpose. Artificially, they are being withdrawn. Don't think of Krishna, don't think of religion. Most artificial, therefore there is fight. There is always fight, now Andhra is fighting, Telanga is fighting, this way, that. No peace. India is such a peaceful land. Here we are killing cows, they are killing animals, we are fighting. You are doing so many sinful activities, artificial. This is not our business. Our business is different. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Bharat bhumite manushya janma hailo ja, janma sarthakar. Here you have got the advantages to fulfill the mission of life, janma sarthakari. Here is Bhagavad Gita, here is Vedas, here is Srimad Bhagavatam, here is Krishna, here is Lord Ramchandra, he is Vyasadeva. And we are going to learn technology. How much degraded we have become, just consider. Our mission should be, first of all, we must assimilate all the knowledge given by all the great saintly persons, Krishna and others, and distribute this knowledge all over the world. And the whole world is also expecting like that. Therefore, as soon as the so-called rascal Swami goes there, they immediately gather. Here is one Swami from India. We may get something. But they are cheating. They are cheating and taking money and having illicit sex and enjoying and coming back. Therefore, they could not do anything. But The whole world is waiting for India's culture, India's bhakti, India's spiritual knowledge. Just see the example. Why they have left their father's property, their opulence of country, and they are after me, I am a poor man. Only this reason, that they are hankering. And we have got the commodity to deliver to them. This business will be done from India's part. If we want to imitate them, then we'll create another havoc. That we are doing so. Now we have made secular state, killing state. One cow was attempted to be killed. Maharaj Parikshit immediately took his sword. Who are you? You are killing cow in my kingdom? And there are 10,000 or 40,000 cows are being killed. And you want to become happy by plan making? Simply rascal now. India cannot do it. India's business is different. That you have forgotten. We have simply tried. There is Bengali nice song. Apan dhan bilaye diye bhikkha mage porer kache. We have thrown away our own culture and yet begging from others. Give me, sir, this, give me, sir, this, give me, sir, this. Most abominable condition. Just try to understand. India, this is the order of Krishna, Gaur Krishna. Krishna's also our order. Anyone who is preaching this Bhagavad Gita, nachatasmat manusyesu kaschit me priyakrittam. Nobody is dearer than him to me. So this Bhagavad Gita should be taken as it is. One should assimilate the Indian people. Those who are, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, bharat bhumite manushya janma hai raja. Those who are actually human beings, not cats and dogs, for them this is the duty. The duty is to assimilate. What is our asset? Our asset is spiritual asset. We are giving up. Bhagavad Gita is not allowed to be instructed in the schools and colleges. How much degraded we are. And we are becoming very proud of our advancement of civilization, material assets. This is simply maya apurita jnana. These are described as maya apurita jnana. There is school, college, not only in India, everywhere, all over the world. Actually there is no jnana, knowledge. They are all fools and rascals. We clearly declare, it may not be very palatable. The whole world is full of rascals and rogues, that's all. How we can say? Now we can say from the text of the Bhagavad Gita. What is that? Namaham prapadanti murha duskitina naradhama maya apurita jnana asuri bhavavas. Namaham prapadanti. As soon as we see a person who is not a surrendered soul to Krishna or God, then what is? He is duskritino, full of sinful activities. Anyone who does not surrender to God or Krishna, he is what he is. He must be either of these groups. Duskritino, always sinful, murha, rascal, assets, namah duskitina murha naradhama, lowest of the mankind, and maya apurita jnana. If you say there are so many educated persons, they are not surrendering to Krishna or God, they are godless, so they have no value? No, no value, actually, because their actual knowledge has been taken away. Maya apurita jnana. Why? Asuri bhava mahasrita. Because they are following the philosophy of atheism, that's all. This is the root cause. So, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, this nectar of devotion, is giving us the hint that after all you want to enjoy life. That is your purpose. Actually, everyone's mission is that. But you cannot enjoy. As soon as there is question of enjoyment, there must be other part. You cannot enjoy alone. That is not possible. There must be other part. So you enjoy your life with Krishna. Either in Sakha Ras, or Dasya Ras, or Vatsala Ras, or Ghasli Ras, Bhishma Dev, he enjoyed Krishna's association by Ghasli Ras, as I was going to explain, that he decided to kill Arjuna with two propositions, that either this day I shall kill Arjuna, or Krishna has to break his promise and to save his friend. That was his promise. So when Bhishma Dev was trying to kill Arjuna, his ratha, his chariot became shattered, and Arjuna fell down. So when Krishna saw now Krishna, Arjuna is going to die, so immediately he took one wheel of the chariot and immediately appeared before Bhishma Dev. They stop fighting, otherwise I am going to kill you. So immediately Bhishma Dev gave up his weapons. So this is not breaking his promise, but this is another rasa, that Krishna wanted to show Bhishma that you wanted to break my promise. Now see, I have broken my promise. Are you all right? He wanted to please his devotee, that's all. Otherwise, Krishna could kill many millions of Bhishma standing there only. But he came before he, that you wanted to break my promise. Now you see, I have broken my promise, but I am not taking this wheel I have taken. Please stop. So immediately he gave up his weapon. But when Bhishma was piercing the body of Krishna with arrows, he was coming. He did not spare even Krishna, his charioteer. He pierced the body of Arjuna as well as Krishna. And there was bleeding. So Bhishma, at the last stage of his life in Sarasajya, he was thinking of Krishna, how he was coming forward before Vishnu in bleeding condition. This is ghastly rasa. This is ghastly rasa. We want to see Krishna dancing, or we want to offer Krishna flower. This is also one rasa. But Bhishma was also seeing Krishna in another rasa. You will find the Bhishma's prayers to Krishna in his Sarasajya state while he was lying on the bed of arrows in Bhagavata, you will find. So this is also another rasa. These things have been explained by great commentators there, how this is also very pleasing to Krishna. Bhishma was piercing his body, the blood was coming out, still how it is pleasing. So that has been explained by Vishwanatha Chakravarti, that when a lover is kissing and biting, that is also pleasing. The biting also, although blood is coming out, that biting is also very pleasing. This has been explained by Vishwanatha Chakravarti. These things are possible. So try to establish your relationship with Krishna in any way. And that is the instruction of Rupa Goswami. So, any way you establish, because you cannot enjoy life beyond these 12 rasas. All the 12 rasas you can find. Raso Vaisa. This is the Vedic instruction. Rasovaisa, Labdhanandi Bhagavati. So you just contact the Supreme Personality of Godhead in exchange of any kind of rasa, you'll feel pleasure. That is only, you want pleasure. You want pleasure. The whole life, everyone is working so hard. Why? He wants some pleasure of life. But that pleasure you cannot have like dogs and hogs. Don't try to take pleasure in the material world. Just the hog is also enjoying pleasure by eating stool. That kind of pleasure will not make happy. It may be happy for the particular body, but actually it is not happiness. If you want happiness, then you have to establish your relationship with Krishna by any of these rasas, then you'll feel happy. That's what Bhagavad instructs. Nāyaṁ deha deha vājāṁ lōkī kastān kāmān arhati virbhujāṁ jī kapo dibbaṁ putrakā jena śuddhita sattā jasmād brahmānandam. This is the instruction that don't try to get happiness like the dogs and hogs. That is not actual happiness. That will simply entangle you. Just like, I am now a human being due to my material rasas, because I want to enjoy material rasas. Because enjoyment means sense gratification. Indriyani para rahu, indriya bhapara mana, manasastu paro buddhi. So we are trying to enjoy life. First of all, gross enjoyment with these material senses. And subtle enjoyment with mind, intelligence. But you have to go, transcend. Rasovaisa, if you want real happiness, then, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, sukham atantikam jatta, tat otindriya grahya. Otindriya, you have to purify these indriyas, these senses, and that is called tapasya, tapodibbam, by tapasya, by taking little austerity, by tapasya, tapodibbam putraka jina satta suddhe. At present our satta, this existence, this is not suddha, this is not pure. Therefore, we have to undergo the tribulation of material nature, janma mrityu jarabhyadi. But we don't want this. Janma mrityu jarabhyadi dukkha dosanu darsana. We don't want, although we are trying to be happy, but we do not know how to become, free from the material contamination. Janma mrityu jarabhyadi. They are trying to open hospitals. Just like one Sindhi gentleman, he has contributed about 5 or 7 crores of rupees to start a hospital here. That gentleman, his relative came to see me. So I said that however magnificent hospital you may start, you cannot stop death. That is not possible. That is not possible. You may try in your own way. The whole struggle is how to mitigate our suffering condition. But the suffering condition is continuing. You may open nice hospital, but you cannot stop death. That is not possible. You may invent nice medicine, up to date, scientific medicine, but you cannot stop the disease. They do not see this. You can invent so many contraceptive methods, still you cannot stop life, janma, birth control. There are so many medicines. Where is the stoppage of birth? The population is increasing. Neither you can stop death, neither you can stop birth, neither you can stop old age. There are so many rascal gods, and they're becoming old. Why they're becoming old? God never becomes old. It is stated in the Brahma Sanghita. Advaita achyuta anadi anantarupam adyam puranam navajovanam. God is always just like a young boy. Why these rascal gods becoming older? So janma mrityu jara vyadhi, jara means old age, and vyadhi means disease, birth, death. You cannot stop. So if you want real happiness, then you have to take the real method. That is Krishna consciousness movement. It is not a bluff. It is more scientific. You are, your aim of life is how to become happy. But you do not know how to become happy. You are under the illusion. You are thinking that this thing will give me happiness, that thing will give me happiness. No. And what is that happiness? Happiness that is explained here in 12 rasas. So you accept these 12 rasas in exchange of your affairs with Krishna, then you'll be happy. You may take, you become even enemy of Krishna, just like Kamsa. If you do not like to become friend of Krishna, then you become enemy of Krishna. If you like, then because you cannot go beyond these 12 rasas. Instead, kamat, bhayat, desat, lobhat. It is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The gopis approach Krishna actually by lusty desires. The kama, bhaya, and Kansa was thinking of Krishna out of fearfulness. Desat, the Shishupal, he was always envious of Krishna. He was also thinking of kama, bhaya, desat, lobhat. Somewhere or other, be in relationship with Krishna. And you'll be happy. You'll be happy. This life and next life. Janma karma me dibbam jujanati tattva. Takta dehang punar janma naiti maameiti kam. This is the simplest part. You simply try to understand Krishna. There is no difficulty. If you do not foolishly misinterpret Bhagavad Gita, it is very easy to understand Krishna. Very easy. There is no difficulty. But we are rascals, we misinterpret. Krishna means this. Krishna does not mean this. Krishna says, manmana bhava madhvakta madhyajim namaskaru. Krishna means somebody black spot. What is that?
The dark unknown.
Huh?
The dark unknown within us.
Now somebody, some big sannyasi, very famous in your country. He's explaining Krishna, something dark within us which you do not know. That is Krishna. That is explanation of Krishna. Krishna is not Vibhuj Muralidhari Shyamasundara. He is something dark which you do not know. This is the explanation. A big scholar, big Swami. So in this way, we are being misled. Take it, Krishna as he is. Krishna says, that I am the Supreme. Accept it. Supreme. Actually, he is Supreme. Who can be more Supreme than Krishna? Prove it. By Shastra, by history, by incidences, by action, everything. By votes also. If there are so many rascal gods, but if you take vote, still, in this age, the votes for Krishna will be greater. Still, although you are so fallen. So how you can escape Krishna? And Shastra says, confirm, Krishnastu Bhagavan Sayam. If you want the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is Krishna, Ishara Parama Krishna. Ishara means controller. So everyone is controller. But nobody is Supreme Controller. That is not possible. Even the so-called gods, they also, when there is some toothache, they go to the doctor. They cannot control even toothache. So these kind of gods will not help you. Take to Krishna. Take to Krishna as Krishna says. The method. Manvana bhava madhvakta madhyaji mang namaskuru. Sarvadhanman parityajya mami kang saranam vraja. Mami vaja prapadyante mayami tang tarantite. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate. These things are there in the Bhagavad Gita. You take it, practice it, and see how your life becomes successful and how you become happy. This is Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you very much. There are five kinds of mukti. Sajujya mukti, sarupa mukti, salokya mukti, samipa mukti. So, sajujya mukti, the gyanis, they nibhed brahmano sandhar. They want to become one with the Supreme. You know this. Monism. That is called sajujya mukti. So, the enemies of Krishna, they get sajujya mukti. Or in other words, the sajujya mukti is given to the enemies, not to the friends. There are other muktis. Just like, this take example, darkness. Mukti means you come out from darkness to the light. That is real mukti. Now, we are in this material world. This is darkness, tama. Tamasi ma jyotir gama. This is the Vedic interest. Don't remain in the darkness. That means in the material world. Come to the world of light, jyoti, brahma jyoti. So, take this example. Suppose you are in a dark room and I take you to the sunlight. Come out. This is also light. And the sun glow, that is also light. And the sun god, that is also light. But this light, sunshine light, or sunshine temperature, is not as good as the temperature in the sun glow. Similarly, if you make progress, so sajujya mukti is also liberation. Sajujya mukti, to become one. Brahma Jyoti means assembly of small spiritual sparks. Just like the sunshine is combination of shining molecular parts. Similarly, Brahma Jyoti, Sajujya Mukti means you become, because you are spiritual spark, Mama Yuvangsa Jiva Bhuta. So you are also spark, part and parcel of God. Therefore, you assemble with the other sparks, Brahma Jyoti. Those who have no information of the other spiritual planets, Vaikuntha, Goloka, Vrindavan, they think to become one with the spiritual parts, that is ultimate. For them, this is the place, Sajujya Mukti. But this Sajujya Mukti, you cannot stay here. Either by further progress, you have to go to the spiritual planet, otherwise you fall down. Just like the same example. Suppose you have got some aeroplane and you go very high in the sunshine. So, what is the benefit? If you do not get shelter in the moon planet or in another planet, then you have to come back again. Similarly, sajujya mukti means you become one of the spiritual sparks. But because you are part and parcel of Krishna, you are satchit ananda, satchit, you have got three things within you. This mukti, sajujya mukti, is the sat only, eternity. You can eternally remain. But you have got other two things to fulfill. That is chit and ananda. So if you want to fulfill all the pleasures of life, sat chit ananda, then you have to take shelter of Krishna. Shastra says, arujya krichena parang padang tata patanti adha anadrita jusmat angra. One who has no information of Krishna, one who does not take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, he may take this sajujya mukti after severe penances and austerities, but again he will fall down. because he wants ananda. Simply impartial, without any varieties, you cannot have ananda. That spiritual variety is available in the Krishna Loka, in the Vaikuntha Loka. But for want of spiritual variety, you will again like to come into the material variety. Arujya kachena parang padang tata patanti adha anadita jusmadang raya jenne ravindak vimukta manina. So this kind of mukti is not first class mukti. Therefore Vaishnava, they do not want. Vaishnava does not want any kind of mukti. This Vaishnava wants simply to remain in the service of the Lord. They don't aspire for any kind of mukti. Tamo janmani janmani shari bhavata bhakti rahi. So this mukti, this hajujya mukti, means to become one with the Supreme, is not very safe, because there is one top, ananda and knowledge, simply to become one. That will not help. Therefore, he is actually, constitutionally, a small particle of Satchit Ananda. So, for want of Ananda, he comes again. As we have seen, many sannyasi, they give up this world as Brahma Satya Jagan Mitha, but they do not get any benefit out of it. Therefore, they come down again to open hospitals and schools and philanthropy. They fall down. Like if it is the Brahma Satya Jagan Mitha, if Jagat is Mitha, then why you are coming again to open hospitals? It is Mitha. But Brahma Satya, if you are realized Brahma, you are true. Then why truth is coming to untruth? Because they could not get any pleasure. They want pleasure. Simply sitting down, that I am now Brahma, Brahma, that will not help. You must act as Brahma. You must get pleasure acting as Brahma. Then there will be ananda. Otherwise, it is not possible. Arujya kritchena parang padang tata patan tiyadha. These are the sastra in there. But our proposition is that you cannot sacrifice Krishna consciousness simply you become attached with modern things. That is our proposition. We don't. Our proposition is that you do modern things. That is the instruction of Srimad Bhagavatam. Atappung bhi dijasreshtha varnasrama vibhagasa sanusthitasya dharmasya sansiddhi haritosa. Modern things you do, but you try to see whether you have become perfect by doing these modern things. Now you are engaged in modern things, and instead of being perfect, next life you get a body of hog and dog, then what is the benefit of these modern things?